T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sundays, a day meant for family time. Some grocery shopping, perhaps. On second thought, football. Just football.
Roethlisberger looks, crosser, Brown, he caught it, fights to the goal line, breaks the plane! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
It's time for Chicago's Fantasy Football Today with Joe Ostrowski.
His weapons on offense are his running backs. And where you go from there, I have no idea.
And Jack Thomason.
Maybe he's my new Christine Michael, my new Binky for the Seattle Seahawks running backs.
Season-long and daily fantasy football discussion all in one show.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Leave the math to the pros. These guys will help you construct the perfect lineup.
I like where this is going.
You're listening to Chicago's Fantasy Football Today on 670 The Score. Presented by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Just a few of these left on the year. We're here for the next hour to help you. We're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to get right into it. If there are players you want to hear us discuss, let us know. We've got a long list of players that we find interesting, but you tell us what you want to hear about. Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. My name, Joe Ostrowski, along with Jack Thomason. Later in the hour, Steven Johnson from 670thescore.com will join us in studio. It is the opening round of the playoffs. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Joe. Are you ready? Week 14, opening round of the playoffs, as you just said. I mean, there's so much at stake here. It's crazy.
I know nobody cares, but tell me how many of the playoffs of the 86 leagues that you're in you made?
Did you 85.
Say you made them all just so people, oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, just about. I got one leagues particularly that I took over that I had to do a little bit of rebuilding. It's a dynasty league, so
that's a work in
progress there.
I forgot. I'll mention this because it's a score league. I forgot because I've been in leagues for years that went away from the bye. Forgot how awesome it is to have a bye.
Oh, yeah. You even look at the Alvin Kamara situation, and regardless of, it doesn't happen, right? It could happen on any given week, but it's just that much more important to why you have to strive for the regular season to be the best team to get the bye, because when you have that bye in the playoffs, man, it is so, so important and such a huge advantage.
No question. You can reach us by texting us. So those players you want to hear us discuss, text us 670-67011. I promise you, if you give us a call, you will be on the air shortly, and we'll get to your question. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. And, of course, on Twitter, at Chicago's FFT 670, at Chicago's FFT 670. We also take questions there. And if you miss any of the show, I know you're busy on a Sunday morning, you can't hang out for an entire hour. The entire show will be podcasted. We'll have the link out about 9:30. Eli gets it up for us. At 8:20, not the ones. A player that doesn't qualify as a top 12 quarterback, running back, wide receiver, but they could be the number one player of the day. We go over those at 8:20 like we do every week. Also 8:50 along with Steven Johnson. We'll go over some of the sleepers on the week. And Jack, let's get right to the news because there's a bunch of news out this morning at quarterback. The question about Matthew Stafford, there was no line on the game all week. Well, a line popped up last night because word came out, Matthew Stafford, good to go. He's dealing with a bruised hand on his throwing hand.
Yeah, and I love Matthew Stafford. I didn't have any concern about him all week. Really thought this was just a situation that they were kind of monitoring the hand and trying to figure out what the deal is. But, man, maybe it was just my hopes and the fact that Matt Stafford is in such a phenomenal spot this week against Tampa Bay's horrendous defense.
Nobody's talking about
him. This is good. No one's talking about him. And maybe it was the injury that's going to allow him to go under-owned from a daily fantasy perspective, or maybe even give owners a little bit of pause. I personally all week was going back and forth between Stafford and Dak. I was just waiting for the green light. It's Stafford all day, man. He's in a primetime spot.
And yeah, and we're going to talk some daily fantasy because I know some of you out there, your season is done. Your attitude towards fantasy football is the gif that everybody uses, the fat guy with the beard in the stands with the thumbs down. That's your attitude.
See you next year.
Yeah, that's your attitude towards fantasy football if you didn't make the playoffs. But maybe some people are hopping into DFS, daily fantasy, for the first time. So we'll take your daily fantasy questions as well. Also a quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. His name is Nathan Peterman. He threw 5 interceptions in 1 half against the L.A. Chargers. They're going to trot him out there again against the Colts, the Bills.
Do it, man. Give your hot take right now. Give a little Colts defensive love right now.
The only reason you consider the Colts, they haven't done it all year, but you have, based on what we've seen this year, this is the worst quarterback in the NFL so far. I'm not saying he's going to be, but based on what we saw in one
5 interceptions and a half.
And this guy is not scared to sling it again. So if you want to save money in daily fantasy, if you're desperate for a defense that's out there, and say a lot of your opponents have gobbled up the top defenses and you have a tough matchup this week, the Colts are not a horrible play, okay? They could probably be top 12.
It's hard to argue that. The reality is nobody's used the Colts all year long. You haven't thought about them once, but they're getting Rashawn Melvin back, who is their cornerback that has been a shutdown cornerback that nobody knows about. And quite frankly, they've played extremely well against the run. So everybody that's looking to load up on LeSean McCoy, I think he makes a great tournament play within DFS, within daily fantasy. But at the same time, too, I'd be a little concerned about him from a cash game type perspective, just because Peterman is the quarterback. And the Colts' strength has been rush defense.
Man, there's some great questions coming in. We'll get to those in just a moment. Amir Abdullah not expected to play. Not huge news, but maybe it helps your decision if you're on the fence with Theo Riddick.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when you look at the situations when Amir Abdullah hasn't played, Theo Riddick's touches have doubled and some. He's always a great receiving option on the backfield. And I think the other guy to kind of have in your back pocket with this situation was Teon Green, the undrafted rookie from Cincinnati. Last week he came in, had 11 carries, 51 yards, scored the touchdown, looked great, busted a 30-yard run or a 25-yard run in his first carry of the game. I think the Lions are interested in finding out a little bit more about what this kid has to offer.
You're big on the Lions today. Big.
I am. I love the Lions today.
Oh, by the way, this just came out, so I think we should pass it along with a Chicago audience here. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, several coaches on the Bears staff believe it will not end well for head coach John Fox. Thank you very much, Ian Rappaport. We had no idea that was going down.
Yeah. Keep sending that tweet out on a loop, man, that you always send out about career worst coaching records.
God. So I wonder if the Bears pull off an upset today, is he ahead of Abe Gibron in winning percentage? I'll be looking that up later. Well, probably won't because
doing
the Bears.
The calculations.
Yeah, I don't know if the Bears will be hanging in this game at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm a big Bengals fan today, too.
This is on Roto-World. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network added that Fox seems to have accepted his fate. Okay. So why would it end poorly? We know he's fired. He's fired right now. The Bears just don't operate in this manner. They're not going to fire him like the Giants did. They're not going to fire an executive like the Browns did this past week. They're going to wait until the end of the year, and it's going to be January 1, and the media is going to be mad because they have to go work on New Year's Day, and John Fox is fired, and that's that. That's what's going to happen.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah. I mean, and then Ryan Pace is going to
hire somebody.
Ryan Pace is going to get a second coach, even though I don't know that he deserves one. But that's another thing.
There's talent on the team.
Some. And there's also Arena League level receivers.
Well, yeah, that's another story.
How are you supposed to develop your quarterback? Help me
let
out
Alshon
there.
Jeffrey walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So tell me about how great Ryan Pace is. Sterling Shepard not expected to play. This is big news with the Giants. Does this help anybody in New York? Anybody?
I mean, immediately the sirens are going off in my head. It's
Cowboys.
Evan Engram from the Giants' perspective, and then, yes, it's Cowboys. And we'll talk a little bit Cowboys later, but I think good spot for Dak, really good spot for Alfred Morris, who nobody's talking about after that big game he had last week. Maybe that's because that was on Thursday and they haven't played for 10 days. And then, of course, Dez.
Okay, help me out here. So now you have this Evan Engram situation. If Shepard is inactive, Now, don't you have to consider Evan Engram as a strong play in daily fantasy when before this news, it looked like you go all the way up top to Kelce in a phenomenal matchup, what could be a very high-scoring game, or you go all the way to the bottom of Steven Anderson in a lot of cash games, just, you know, your head-to-heads where you're looking for some value plays?
I think absolutely 100%. I think even prior to this news with Sterling Shepard not expected to play, even if he was, I mean, you knew that the pass funneling was going to be to Engram and Shepard. I think there are really about three strong plays in between, like you said, the ceiling of Kelce and the floor of, you know, stone cold minimum pricing, Steven Anderson, and that's being Hunter Henry, Jack Doyle, and Evan Engram.
Yeah, no,
Evan Engram is a stud, man.
He's the number one option today. So it's with Eli back. It's going to be interesting. There's just something to think about because Sean Lee's also back on the field. That changes things a ton.
Yeah, and that, I mean, changes the entire dynamic of the Dallas defense. But if you're looking at the situation, if you think Dallas is going to get out in front of the Giants, if you think Dallas has got something to play for because they have the playoffs still, this playoff spot still alive, and the Giants have nothing to do, they fired their coach. If you're a believer in that, then you're going to believe that Dallas will jump out to a heavy lead, and the Giants are going to be throwing all day. And I mean, that's a lot of Evan Engram.
For the Raiders, Amari Cooper, still a game time decision, but word is he'll be on a pitch count. This screams to me, Jack, decoy. Watch out for Michael Crabtree today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You look at the Chiefs defense, while they've been good at home and horrific on the road, I think it's something like, you know, nine of their last 11 games, or maybe it's 11 games total. Kansas City now at home has held their opponents under 20 points. But you still look at the situation, you say they're out Marcus Peters, their stud cornerback. You know, they've been bad defensively all the way around. They're giving up the most points in the league to wide receivers. You're looking at a situation where Michael Crabtree should be heavily targeted. I mean, look at the volume that all the receivers last week saw with Crabtree and Cooper out. I definitely like Marshawn Lynch, and I like Michael Crabtree today.
For Denver, Emmanuel Sanders will play. LA Rams, Robert Woods not expected to play. That was certainly the plan, but just for an example, I mentioned a league I'm in that I have a bye. I went out and I picked up Robert Woods because nobody else is going to pick him up because he's not returning this week, and I'm looking ahead to week 15.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's such a strong move because you're in a situation where the guy shouldn't be on waivers, but if he got dropped because people needed to make a critical move in the last few weeks while Woods has been out, two, you have the ability to look ahead and say, hey, if I make it next week, why not? I mean, I have a guy that has been a wide receiver two floor with a top tier wide receiver one ceiling.
No question.
As a number one wide receiver for the Rams.
Okay, a couple interesting things at tight end. Certainly noteworthy. The Eagles, Zach Ertz is doubtful.
Yeah.
So who does this open things up for? It helps Alshon Jeffrey, but in the end, it might be best for Aguilar over the middle of the field.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Aguilar's got the primetime matchup against the Rams. They've struggled with interior receivers and tight ends. So Aguilar, I definitely think, gets the biggest boost. I think the other guy that you may have the ability to go run out and grab if you're in a tough situation with Rob Gronkowski specifically being suspended this week is Trey Burton. I mean, last time we saw Zach Ertz sit because of a hamstring, I believe it was week 10, you know, Trey Burton went out there, caught two balls for 40 yards, grabbed a touchdown, and in a half's worth of football last week, he saw seven targets, caught four balls for 42 yards as well. So Trey Burton's a guy that might be out on your waivers that you should run to go grab and slot in at tight end if you're struggling there.
Okay, let's say Zach Ertz is out. Make a decision. Burton or Steven Anderson of Houston?
Oh, man. Now it put me on the spot, baby. That is a tough one. That is a really hard one. I guess I'll go with Steven Anderson.
12 targets
because,
last week.
Yeah, 12 targets last week.
Yeah.
And they do not have a de facto number two wide receiver right now with Bruce Ellington out. They're going to be playing Andre Ellington, their running back that's newly acquired and brand new to the team, likely as their slot wide receiver. So I think that will give me the edge to Steven Anderson. But, man, I do like Trey Burton.
Yeah, both good options there. Greg Olsen is expected to play, by the way. I own him. I don't feel comfortable playing him this week.
Yeah.
His week back, he had a setback after the long haul with the injury.
Yep,
I don't feel comfortable.
Game.
Season on the line. At this point, I feel like I want to see Greg Olsen out there. I don't know how much he's going to play. So I want to wait. There are options. Like we're just talking about.
Yeah,
I would rather play Steven Anderson or Burton,
Trey Burton
over Greg Olsen this week, right? Against Minnesota?
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, that's where I'm at with Greg Olsen as well. Unless you have no other options, honestly, you're just in a terrible spot. You can't wait to the late afternoon game to, you know, to find out if Ertz is officially out or not, which is the one challenge with that situation. If you're in a situation like that, I get it. But I personally would be wanting to see Olsen do it this week so I can use him next week if I make it there.
All right, we mentioned phone lines open, 312-644-6767, Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Along with Jack Thomason, I'm Joe Ostrowski, and now we've got Dave in Elk Grove Village. What's up, Dave?
Hi. Well, you know, I've had Russell Wilson on my team, and he's done great for me, but I have Philip Rivers on my bench, and wondering, with Russell Wilson facing Jacksonville, if I should think about doing something different there.
So you've been rolling with Wilson all season long, right?
Yeah, and he's been the MVP. I mean, it's hard not to.
This is an interesting one, Jack, because everybody today is thinking about this. Do I really bench Russell Wilson? He's been my guy. He's arguably the MVP of the league, but he has the most difficult matchup of the week. In this situation, I'm going Philip Rivers because he has a fantastic matchup and he is at home as nearly a touchdown favorite.
Yeah, and I'm with you. If we were talking about a lesser option, I think it's, in particular, I'll give my own situation where I have Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott. Well, Dak hasn't averaged more than 150 yards passing, in the last 4 weeks. Russell Wilson, he's been so good, but in this situation with Philip Rivers being as good as he has been in the last month, giving his matchup at home against Washington, his 6-point home favorites, I'm with you. You got to go Rivers today versus Wilson in Jacksonville. I do think Wilson has the ability to still finish inside the top 12 quarterbacks. He's just not going to give you that ceiling that he has been, which is why Rivers would be worth it.
All right, let's roll through some of these text messages that are coming in at 670-11-670-11. 312 asks, Stafford with his hand injury or Goff?
Yeah, I'm Stafford all day, pro Stafford. Goff has had the most attempts in the last month of the season, which is definitely big. And Philly's, if there's a weakness to that defense, it's going to be in the secondary. But I still, that game's interesting to me. I could see it being a shootout or I could see it being a tight defensive battle. I'm kind of lost there. I think Stafford's just in too good of a spot.
I don't think Goff's faced pressure that he's going to face today.
That's the big key.
Yeah.
That's the big key.
Yeah, so I would go with Stafford too. Now that he's good to go, I would too. 773, Gronk suspended. Austin Seferian, Jenkins, or Greg Olsen, we just talked about that. I'd lean ASJ today.
I would,
since
too.
You have a solid option there.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact, I'm like, it never sounds sexy going into Denver, but Denver has been atrocious on defense over pretty much the entire season after the first month. And so they're bottom three team against the tight end. ASJ could have a nice day. Josh McCown has been on fire, so I'd go ASJ there as well.
815, what am I supposed to do with Kareem Hunt?
Start him. I mean, what else do you have from a volume perspective situation at home? Favorites. Oakland's terrible against the run. Oakland's terrible at defense altogether.
Let me stop you there. I'm going to play off matchup today. Le'Veon is my top guy. Kareem Hunt was good early on as my RB2, but Gio Bernard is on my team.
Yeah, I'm at that situation. I'll probably roll with Gio just because we saw it last week.
I've got Hunt slotted in.
Yeah, I think I would go with Gio in that particular situation. Look, there is concern with Hunt. I mean, you are throwing a prayer out there. I mean, even last week he saw 89% of the snaps with Charkandrick West out, not stealing 2 minute work. Right? I mean, I could go on and on with Hunt.
I know.
It is frustrating, but the matchup is there. We have said that for a month. You're throwing a dart on the fact that he's going to get 15 touches and will sneak into the end zone. I mean, there's few situations where you're going to be in that you're going to have somebody more comfortable to play. Look, I'm struggling with the same thing at one team, too. It's Hunt or Deion Lewis, and I'm going back and forth on that one as well. So it's not with ease,
Hunt.
But unless you got a Gio Bernard, I think Hunt's the guy today, and he's going to get in the end zone at some point.
Yeah, Latavius Murray or Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard is a top 10 play today, guys.
Yeah,
he is, just because of the touches he's going to get.
Yeah, and no Leonard Floyd. Eddie Goldman looks to be out, the nose tackle for the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
It's a likely situation. They're home favorites. They don't have a single running back on that roster to take a touch away from Gio at this point. You saw that last week once Joe Mixon went out. Gio Bernard's in a fantastic spot today, rushing and receiving. So dual threat back. He's top 10 play. I agree.
All right, keep your playoff questions rolling in. 312-644-6767. Text 67011. Tweets at Chicago's FFT 670. Coming up next, not the ones. We give you some players that maybe you wouldn't expect us to talk about that could be the number one quarterback, running back, and receiver on the day. That's next with Jack. I'm Joe. You've got the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's time for Not the Ones with Joe Ostrowski and Jack Thomason on Chicago's Fantasy Football Today.
And we're presented by Great Clips. It's going to be great every Sunday morning. Sports Radio 670, The Score. By the way, if you're wondering how long this season is going, we're going to be here throughout the playoffs. So don't worry. Check in with us every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Sports Radio 670, The Score. After we go through our Not the Ones, by the way, we'll continue to answer your questions, but also we'll get into some of our favorite DFS plays on the day. Daily Fantasy, maybe you're dabbling there for the first time this season because your season is a wrap. Not the Ones. Jack, I don't find quarterback that interesting this week in Not the Ones. That you should,
yeah.
You should probably be rolling with the guy that got you there, got you to the dance, because there aren't some great options in mid-range that have great matchups. So let's start at running back. Why don't you go ahead?
All right, man, I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going with Rex Burkhead. I mean, seeing all the goal line work, you got Deion Lewis and Mike Gillisley both having missed practice on Friday and Saturday, or in a limited fashion if they did practice due to illness. Rex Burkhead is tied for the league lead since week 9 with touches inside the 5-yard line with 9 touches. He's got back-to-back games with 15 touches. He's been up there within the top 3 running backs the last 2 weeks. And they got the highest team total of the week with 29. They're supposed to go into Miami and put a whooping on the Dolphins. So why not Rex Burkhead?
And then you're going to be texting me all upset on Monday night every time Deion Lewis is
on
the field.
Damn it, Deion Lewis.
Get him out of there. Because you usually play Deion Lewis, then you're mad that Rex Burkhead's in. And no surprise.
He's doing all the goal line work, though, man. I mean, that is the key, and that's where it comes into play. Both guys seeing volume, but Rex has got the goal line touches right now.
This observer is not surprised by your Patriots homerism. I will go.
Running back is a disaster, by the way.
You think?
I was having a hard time after the top 12 with all the slates, the way that they shake out.
All right, let's go to the Bears opponent then. Gio Bernard, it's just a perfect situation. You have Joe Mixon out with a concussion. Jeremy Hill is on IR. So Gio Bernard is going to get all the work. San Francisco had over 100 rushing yards last week. A couple weeks ago, Philly had 176 rushing yards against the Bears. You have to love Gio Bernard. Have to. Wide receiver, yep. What do you got?
I'm going with Dez Bryant, man. He's seen 61 targets since the week 6 bye, far and away highest on the team. You're looking at a situation, obviously, with no Ezekiel Elliott. We talked a little bit earlier about this Cowboys-Giants game. You know, I'm looking to have Dak basically break out a little bit again after Ezekiel Elliott's gone on suspension. You look at the situation, and Dez is the number 2 buy low candidate in Josh Hermsmeyer's air yards model. He's going to be looking at guys like Ross Cockrell and Brandon Dixon being
slow down.
On perimeters.
We are
it's
on,
bad.
The FCC is listening. Over who?
Yeah, Ross Cockrell and Brandon Dixon. Think about that. Janoris Jenkins is out on IR. There's nobody left in this secondary for the Giants. Dez is going to have a monster opportunity to have a big day, something he hasn't done in quite some time. But I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and say Dez Bryant, number 1 wide receiver today.
All right. Good job getting through that. I appreciate that. Good stuff. I will go with Michael Crabtree. We mentioned Cooper is a game-time decision. They're saying maybe pitch count, coming off the concussion, coming off the ankle injury. This game has the highest total, Kansas City and Oakland, and the Chiefs suspended cornerback Marcus Peters this week. Even if Cooper's out there, I expect everything to go through Crabtree. I like Crab today. Give me a quarterback.
Going Ben Roethlisberger, just on the outside of the top 12 quarterbacks. He's looking at a situation where he's finished no lower than the QB15 since week 6. He's got 4 straight top 10 performances. He frustrated a lot of people early on in the season, but is rounding out to form, being the guy that we thought he would be with the killer bees, if you will. There's no Jimmy Smith, who tore his Achilles in a situation with Baltimore, weakening their pass defense. They are basically a pass defense funnel, given the fact that they are they finish top 8 in run DVOA by Football Outsiders. So you look at this situation, yeah, you're not benching Le'Veon Bell, but Ben Roethlisberger with Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown should be able to have a day at home. And the last thing I'll mention about Baltimore's defense is while they are very stout at home, on the road, In 9 of their last 14 road games, they've allowed 23 points or more.
I'll go to Jameis Winston. It seems like he's finally healthy. Here's Detroit's defense. This is what they've been doing as far as points allowed. Baltimore, 44. Minnesota, 30. The Bears got 24, and the Browns scored 24 points. They've given up 270-plus yards and two touchdowns the last 2 weeks to Case Keenum and Joe Flacco against Green Bay last week. I know it's a great matchup, but it's another great matchup for Winston, 270 yards and two touchdowns, so that's what I'm expecting, around 270 and two for Jameis Winston, but you probably have a better option. Did you have a tight end you want to throw out?
Yeah, I'll throw out Hunter Henry, man. We'll just look, the Chargers seem like they finally figured out that he's the best tight end on the roster, not 38-year-old Antonio Gates. He saw a career-high 9 targets last week. He's been producing in a multiple favorable matchups over the last month. You're looking at a situation where Washington is 27th in the NFL in receptions to the tight end position and 30th in yards. I think the Chargers finally figured it out. The offense funnels through Melvin Gordon, Hunter Henry, and Keenan Allen. Everybody else is just white noise.
All right, those are not the ones. If you miss any, we will tweet them out at Chicago's FFT670 in just a moment. Jack, I know a lot of people jumping into daily fantasy for maybe the first time, or maybe you're focusing entirely on daily fantasy. Just a quick primer. Let's go over the positions very quickly. We'll just run down the line because we've got to get to Steven Johnson. We've got sleepers coming up in about 20 minutes and a bunch of questions we want to answer. But at quarterback, we just mentioned Jameis Winston. We mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. We like those options today. Some under-the-radar options. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for almost 300 yards, but he didn't get into the end zone. He's going to be a popular play this week, but I like him down in Houston. If you're in a tournament, not a lot of people are going to be on Russell Wilson, so he'll go low-owned, which for really sure gives you an advantage down in Jacksonville. He's always a play. Anybody else that really stands out?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the guys that I like, if you're willing to pay down, you're talking about guys like Blaine Gabbert at home against Tennessee, DeShone Kizer against Green Bay, who, you know, everybody's thinking about Green Bay in this particular situation going into Cleveland. But, you know, Kizer, we'll get to him in a moment from the sleeper perspective, but Kizer and Savage are both in really good spots if you're willing to pay down and maybe build a contrarian lineup versus one of the higher-priced quarterbacks.
Alex Smith is a popular play, and I get it. I'm just not going to do it. This Oakland defense has allowed 20 touchdowns and has only one interception in 398 pass attempts that they faced. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Alex Smith is a great play. It's just you do have to ask yourself if there's a little bit of recency bias given last week's, you know, explosion after a 4-week hiatus of giving everybody headaches after being a top tier QB for the first half of the season, if you will.
At running back, there are three top plays that are going to be very popular. It's Gurley because he's on the field so much. That game could be a shootout. It's Lamar Miller because now the other running backs seem to be out of the picture. Alfred Blue is out. Ellington probably going to play in the slot. So it's all Lamar Miller in a great matchup against San Francisco. And once again, we throw out the name Gio Bernard. Those are your top three obvious plays.
Yeah, and then after that, I mean, this is where running back gets a little sticky. You got high volume guys like Carlos Hyde in a tough matchup against Houston. They've sprung a couple leaks of late in the run and rush defense, but still, you saw Matt Breida get 13 touches, even though Carlos Hyde did have 19 last week. I think Alfred Morris is in a very interesting spot again, going against that Giants team that has nothing left to really play for.
Shady? What about Shady here with Peterman now in at quarterback? You assume Buffalo to lean a little heavy Shady there, but on the other side, not that you're scared of the Colts defense, they're going to focus all of their attention on Shady.
Yeah, they are, and I think that's part of the issue with Shady. I think the other part is that typically when you have mobile quarterbacks in play, running backs are usually more successful in that situation. Peterman is not Tyrod Taylor in that regard. I think the other thing is worth calling out is that the Colts over the last few weeks have played tough rush defense, similar to the way that they started off the season, where they're only allowing about 3.3 yards per carry. So LeSean McCoy has actually decreased from a reception perspective and a target perspective in this offense over the last month. And if he's not getting the receptions, I think it lends the question to, can he explode? Yes. But am I willing to pay $9,000 on FanDuel for him as the top option? No. I'll jump down, you know, two spots and go to Gurley and take the discount.
We've given you the tight end options. Let's roll through the receivers. There's a ton that we like.
Oh, so
we're just going to throw out some names. Hopkins, Keenan Allen, I understand why you just slot him in. If you do, Larry Fitzgerald's a great play. Josh Gordon, watch the weather in Cleveland. But with all the attention that he got, so many targets in his first week back, we told you a few weeks ago to go pick him up, and we're hearing from people, there's no way you can use him in the playoffs. Now he's locked in. He's a locked-in play. Dez Bryant in a good spot, but he hasn't done it this year.
Right.
Jamison Crowder's been getting almost 100 yards a game over the last 5 weeks. He's getting a ton of targets in that Washington offense. He's a nice play. Tyreek Hill in a high-scoring game in Kansas City. Thielen's been quiet for a couple of weeks, so not a lot of people are talking about him. We discussed Crabtree. Alshon Jeffrey should get a bump if Zach Ertz is out. Marquise Lee's getting a ton of targets for Jacksonville. So many options at receiver.
So many. And we didn't even mention A.J. Green. You know, his third price receiver on the board, but going up against the Bears, and they've been giving up a lot of, Marquise Goodwin. Just go back to last week. 8 targets, 8 catches, 99 yards. So it's wide receiver is what's making this week challenging because there are so many great options. So many great options.
Yeah. Let's go over through some text messages here rolling in at 67-011-815. You guys are appointment radio. Thank you. Appreciate that. Two of three, Larry Fitz, Hunt, or McCoy? That's a good question.
That is a good
PPR
question.
League, by the way.
PPR League.
Are you locking in first? I'm locking in Fitz.
Yeah, locking in Fitz, and I think you got to go with McCoy in this situation. Yeah. We talked about Kareem Hunt, but he's still aggravating, and it's still a dart throw, and if I got to choose between the two running backs, I'm taking McCoy over Hunt.
Wow. Here's where we are. Geo or Gurley?
Ooh.
You go Gurley, but Geo's a nice option if you got a flex spot or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in daily fantasy, you know, the appeal to Geo is the price and the situation. But we're talking Todd Gurley. I mean, the only other running back in Todd Gurley's conversation right now for fantasy football MVP is Le'Veon Bell, and that's it. Gurley's been doing it all year long.
Yep, absolutely. Probably your number one option. This is tough. Landry or T.Y. Hilton? T.Y. Hilton on the road hasn't done anything. So every week, Hilton is either exploding or giving you a big fat zero. So you hate to end your season on that. So I understand why it's a debate.
Yeah, I'm taking Jarvis Landry in that situation. If New England is supposed to be, you know, a 10-11 point favorites in Miami, Miami always plays them tough in Miami. So I think that's something as a Patriots fan that I know that maybe most people don't pay any attention to. But nonetheless, Jarvis Landry always gives some headaches. He'll catch his balls. If it's PPR league, I'm leaning him. T.Y. Hilton is just way too boom or bust.
We've got a question about our not the one running backs, Burkett or Bernard.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
I know,
that's a really good one. Yeah, I guess I'd lean towards the team total and what I've been seeing from Burkett over the last month.
I understand that we're splitting hairs here, but I probably lean toward the guy that's going to get 20 touches.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that is a really tough question. I think that's a legitimate coin flip. You know, you have the volume with Geo. His matchup sets up nicely. You know, on New England side, it's a matter of having the team total, but they are on the road. So I wouldn't fault anybody for going Geo Bernard in that situation.
Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice. I'm Joe Ostrowski along with Jack Thomason on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Here with you for a few more times this season. So we'll be back next week. Don't worry. Coming up next, Stephen Johnson, the 2017 Score Fantasy expert, joins us in studio, and the sleeper's coming up at 8:50 right here on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Chicago's Fantasy Football Today with Joe Ostrowski and Jack Thomason on 670 The Score.
Good luck in your playoffs, quarterfinals, however you do it. You got opening round, some people on buys. We appreciate those of you that are hanging with us through the playoffs, and we'll be here for a few more weeks on Sports Radio 670 The Score before the season wraps up. I'm Joe, along with Jack, and we bring in Stephen Johnson on Twitter. Wait, now I'm missing it. Is that Roto Steven or it's Steven Roto?
Steven_Roto.
Did you change it once you became the Score Fantasy Football expert?
No, I've actually had that for 3 or 4 years now. I think something like that.
You're lying. You lying?
Fine, whatever.
Jack,
no.
Do you believe him? It's like, oh,
it's questionable.
I'm an expert now. I'm going to change my Twitter handle.
Roto.
Throw that Roto in there. I'm changing my last name.
There you go.
Be a little different. Steven Johnson's too popular. It does sound like
just
a fake name.
I was one of four Steven Johnsons in high school.
And you went to a small town.
Rockford,
right?
Rockford.
Never heard of that city.
Yeah, so good old 815. Yeah, there were 700 people in my graduating class, something like that.
Oh, that's actually more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than me too. That's
from Chicago.
That's pretty big.
Let's take a look at your starter sit column. You do this every week for 670thescore.com. We'll get to sleepers in about 5 or 6 minutes. Something that's jumping out to me. Not really, to be honest. You mentioned to me off the air, I know what you're going to pick at me about. What do you think it was? Because I agree with all of these.
Well, I know there's been a lot of talk about Russell Wilson, and
that's, I think, the
big one of the week, just because in a lot of rankings this week, he's still within the top five quarterbacks for week 14. It's amazing how many I've seen. Top five, and I wonder why, because you look at what the Jaguars have done to opposing quarterbacks this year. Yeah, the names haven't been the biggest that the Jaguars have played. The top three probably Roethlisberger, Goff, and Rivers, but they haven't allowed a single QB1 game all season long.
Yep.
Wilson has been a little bit more rough on the road. That really hasn't been the historical data for him for his career, but again, it just doesn't seem like it's really shaping up to be that much of a play, and it stinks because you got these guys in the quarterfinals that have relied on Wilson in these big games, but he's going to be in trouble today. You look at Jacksonville, their pressure rate tops in the league, sack conversion rate tops in the league as well. He's going to be running all over the place and running for his life against Jacksonville today.
Now, if you have Russell Wilson, I wouldn't say to freak out, although I do agree with what Steven said. It all depends on your option. Because of his legs, what he can do with the rushing yards, he gives you a certain floor, even in the most difficult matchup of the day.
Absolutely.
So it just, okay, let's say...
And man coverage defenses always give up quality rushing yards to opposing QBs.
But you're not saying bench him no matter what. What if your other option is Marcus Mariota in Arizona? What are you doing? Mm. You know? How many quarterbacks do you have ahead of him? Is it closer to 5 or is it closer to 10 or even 15? It sounds like not 15.
I have him at 11 this week.
Okay.
So,
and I think that's fair. I think back in QB1 expectations is fair.
Yeah.
I think most people are going to play him today.
They will. And, I mean, you almost have to. I mean, if you've gotten to it with this point in the season, I mean, chances are your options aren't that great. Maybe you have solidified a solid bench. I know the question came up earlier about Phillip Rivers, who all of a sudden has turned into this, you know, hot quarterback commodity out of nowhere and is just throwing up numbers that, you know, no one really expected. You know, there's a couple options there, but really, my guess would be 8-9 times out of 10, chances aren't there for.
Okay, we've talked about a lot of tight ends today, all sorts of options, but one we have not talked about, you have as a start, sell me on Cameron Brate.
Cameron Brate with Jameis Winston has been fantastic this year. You look at what he was doing versus what was happening with Fitzgerald after Winston went down. The games in which Winston didn't finish or play, Brate's numbers dropped to 23 yards a game and a lone touchdown from 52 yards and a touchdown per game. So again, you're looking at nearly double the output with Winston under center. And the Dolphins have been the only team to allow more points to tight ends over the last 4 weeks than the Lions. So the Lions have been very susceptible to tight ends. I love Cameron Brate today.
Let's roll through some text messages before we get to the sleepers in a couple of minutes. From the 662, this guy's just letting us know, or female. I love Mike Davis in DFS this week. In Daily Fantasy, Mike Davis, he's now the Seattle running back. If you're looking for a super cheap option, not a lot of people are going to have. Mike Davis is not a horrible play. You wouldn't think that Russell Wilson's going to pass a lot, right? You guys seem hesitant.
I don't want to steal my own thunder in a moment here, but
I'll let Jack take care of that one.
No, go ahead, Steven, because he's going to give us Davis.
I'm this turnstile of Seattle running backs, but Davis has shown some promise. I actually like him this week, and Jacksonville's defense has not been that great against the run.
408 standard league, Marvin Jones or Crabtree. This is tough for Jack Thomas because he loves himself some Marvin Jones.
I do. I mean, I think that's that is a tough one. I mean, that is like, I mean, these are two guys that I would consider top 10 finishes. And honestly, both of them, I was thinking about putting as not the one. The trouble is Marvin Jones is already inside the top 12. And I just went with Dez because I thought he was a little bit more out there than Michael Crabtree. So I think Crabtree and Jones are a top 10 play. I mean, you better have somebody really good that you're not playing both of them. Let's just go there.
Okay, let's talk about this Green Bay running back situation.
Ugh.
So a week ago, Jamal Williams is the back. Oh, maybe they have their workhorse. But then you get to overtime, and it's not Jamal Williams' time. And Aaron Jones rips off a 20-yard touchdown to win the game. So common sense would say, oh, well, how do they not play Aaron Jones more? What are you doing here? Go ahead, Steven.
I'm kind of avoiding that situation altogether because it's almost like what we were looking at with Seattle earlier in the year where we had no idea how the carries were going to get split up. I honestly wouldn't be shocked if it's 50-50 today just because it's been in so volatile with the way they've carried it week to week when more than one back is healthy. It hasn't been many games for the Packers, but it's a very, very dicey situation in terms of fantasy.
I will neither confirm nor deny the fact that I may have just put money on the 60.5 over on Jamal Williams. I'm just going to throw that out there.
60.5.
60.5 rushing yards is the line that Vegas
Cleveland's been horrible against the run.
Danny Shelton may not play. They're big-time interior run stuffer. So I agree with all the Aaron Jones stuff, and I think it's a challenging situation. But if you told me that Aaron Jones was going to get 7 to 10 touches, do we think that Jamal Williams still gets 18? And I think the answer to that question is yes.
And it's supposed to be windy conditions, correct?
Right. And Brett Hundley threw for 84 yards last week. And tell me why Jones and Williams don't run away with this game if they're going to try to give the Packers the best chance to win on the road.
Which players will surprise this week?
I'm not really good at predicting the news.
Let's give you some sleepers on Chicago's Fantasy Football Today.
Go, Steven.
Quarterback. Yeah, okay. Jimmy Garoppolo, the Niners, going up against the Texans. Wasn't the greatest start last week, but still threw for 293 yards, completed 70% of his passes. Houston tied for the most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks this season. Going to be a shootout. Houston ranked 4th in plays per game, San Francisco 6th. Should be a lot of back and forth.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm going to go with DeShone Kizer here. And while we know it's a little bit windy, one of the benefits of Kizer is he's got 4 games or more with 19.5 points this year. He's tied for a league-leading 5 rushing touchdowns. He's tied for 5th in the NFL with rushing yards by quarterbacks. Green Bay, even if there's the opportunity there from a pass perspective, Green Bay ranks 31st in a schedule-adjusted fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. He's got Josh Gordon back. He's got Corey Coleman, David Njoku, Duke Johnson. There are weapons on this team. I think Kaiser's a good play today.
The 49ers have their franchise quarterback. We saw that last week, and they're in another great matchup. I think he gets into the end zone this time. I'll go with Steven. Jack, who's your running back sleeper?
All right, I'm going Mike Davis. We were talking about a second ago. Finally, after 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when he got on the field, and then he hurt his groin, so I think that kind of held things back a little bit. But finally last week, 73% of the snaps, 83% of the touches, totaled 101 yards in a tough matchup. Jacksonville's one weakness is the fact that they are 23rd in rush DVOA. Mike Davis allows Russell Wilson and Seattle offense to run more spread opportunity. I think Russell Wilson finishes the first QB one of the season against the Jags, and Mike Davis is the guy to help them get there.
All right, Steven, quickly, running back.
Jay Ajayi, the Eagles going up against the Rams. Rams like allowing the most rushing yards per game to the position in the league.
Wow.
Also, third most touchdowns allowed. Ajayi hasn't been getting the touches that people have been expecting out of the draft pick, but he's averaging 7.6 yards per touch with the Eagles, double what he was doing in Miami.
Yeah, not on anyone's radar.
No.
I think that's pretty good.
That's a real good pick.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm neutral here. This is a tie. The last one's going to decide it. Guys, we have 30 seconds. Jack, who's your receiver?
Going Marquise Goodwin. We just talked about Garoppolo. He saw 8 targets, caught all 8 balls last week of the Bears. Finally has a competent QB, Marquise Goodwin does. 99 yards. He's got 6 of the last 8 games that he's played in and 5 of the last 5 that he's had 68 yards or more. I think Marquise Goodwin has himself a day against the Houston defense struggling.
Not a lot of people talking about him. Kind of a fringe sleeper. Chris Hogan making his return tomorrow against the Dolphins, hopefully. Gronk out with suspension. That's 7 to 9 targets up for grabs. Hogan eclipsed 60 yards in 6 of his last 7 games before the injury. Dolphins ranked 27th against the slot.
Yeah, Hogan's a great call. Nobody's talking about him because it's Monday night for some reason. I don't know why we're not talking about it, but yeah, with Gronk out.
4 or 5 weeks off. Yeah. I mean, Hogan's a great play with Gronk out.
Isn't Cooks too, Jack?
You're
Mr. Patriots?
That's it, man. Cooks. Yeah, but I will say Cooks gets a slight damper because of the fact that Hogan is back.
He's trying to get the last point in. I see what's happening.
I'm pretty sure you asked.
week 14 goes to Steven Johnson. Guys, good luck in the playoffs. Check us out next week, even if somehow you get eliminated, because you can do daily fantasy, and we'll do more of that in the coming weeks. You've got Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. We will tweet out a link of the entire show if you missed any of it at Chicago's FFT 670 in about a half hour from right now. But stick around. Some Bears pregame. Hubs here. All the guys, Patrick Manley and Dan Pompey. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Thanks for listening to Chicago's Fantasy Football Today, presented by Great Clips. It's going to be great. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Chicago's FFT 670.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.